Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow 19 up to 30. Johannesburg 17:29. Mbombela 18:28.
Two serious issues on the Joburg roads and the East Rand on the N12 eastbound. There was a fatal accident after Snake Road. Snake Road all the way back through Tom Jones. That highway has been closed. And then on the other side of Joburg, Western Bypass from the Buccleuch Interchange all the way through Four Ways, Main Road northbound, Winnie Mandela northbound, and Witkoppen through Paulsdorp, all absolutely chock-a-block.
Themba Bavuma back to lead the Proteas in Sri Lanka Test Series, and Mother City fans to toast to Williams's 50th Bafana Cup.
A human rights group has likened government's approach to forcing illegal miners out of an abandoned mine shaft in Stilfontein to the Marikana massacre. The Society for the Protection of Our Constitution has approached the courts to end an operation that's seen scores of illegal miners seemingly unable to resurface. Government says that the miners are not trapped and can come out by themselves. At least one body has been retrieved from the shaft, while community members who volunteered to rescue miners have claimed that there are several more bodies underground. The lawyer representing the applicant, Yasmin Omar, has accused government of denying emaciated and weakened miners emergency assistance.
We are sitting with another situation that is even worse than Marikana. It is no good for us to be commemorating Marikana when we are allowing for a situation where a significant number of lives are going to be lost. While we are watching a mass killing of people.
Then to the Western Cape, the police there launched a manhunt for suspects who've shot and killed a pupil in Ravensmead in Cape Town. The 14-year-old was gunned down while on his way to school this morning. Two other teenagers were also injured during the shooting, and Western Cape Police spokesperson Novella Potelwa says another person was also injured in another shooting.
Three teenagers were shot at by two armed men who alighted from a vehicle. A few meters from the one scene, a 55-year-old man was also shot at by the same gunman.
Back in Gauteng, MEC for Finance and Economic Development, Lebogang Maile, has urged South Africans not to register spaza shops on behalf of immigrants. He was briefing the media on the provincial plan to assist spaza shop owners in registering their businesses and meeting required standards.
Three teenagers were shot at by two.
That was obviously not him. Apologies there for that wrong soundbite. Moving on World Toilet Day, the Minister of Basic Education, Siviwe Gwagube, says her department is doing everything it can to eradicate the presence of pit latrines in schools. She told the SABC earlier that she has two targets concerning this matter.
I would like to clear the backlog that was not cleared by my predecessor from 2018. The deadline there, as the President has said, is the 31st of March. But the next 2 weeks, I will be launching a very exciting project on how do we keep track of pit latrines that are still in existence in our community, because this is a moving target.
And finally, a robotics dog named Spot is made by Boston Dynamics, and he's getting a lot of attention. He's the latest tool in the arsenal of the US Secret Service. The BBC reports that this device has been spotted patrolling the perimeters of President-elect Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida. So they don't have weapons, and each can be controlled remotely or automatically as long as the route is pre-programmed. They're apparently much better at monitoring situations than humans. I'm Marlene for sure. More news at 6.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
Give me the shivers. What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Switching over stations for you.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you. You look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.